Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us. And for that, we are totally grateful. I am actually doing Facebook Live tonight. So for those of you who are listening via radio, we are doing on Facebook Live as well. So you'll hear me welcoming people and things of that nature. I'm not losing it. I am going to be just, you know, welcome people and kind of interacting with the people as we go. And they've changed Facebook's live look for me. So bear with me as we go live on that side for those of you who are waiting for that, because it is not looking the same and option is not coming up. But we are going to keep moving as I'm getting it set up. But we want to thank our awesome sponsors tonight. We have our own travel ambassador, Elder Cornelia Brown. She is the business coach of our team. She is travel ambassador, and I tell you, you can save you some money with your own special portal. Just like having your own Travelocity at your fingertips is yours for free. You can call her at 404-786-0873. Tell her you want your personal travel portal and that you heard it here on Fire to Inspire and that you are ready for yours, and she'll take good care of you. Again, her name is Elder Cornelia Brown, and she's a travel ambassador and business coach, and she's at 404-786-0873. And so make sure you are letting her know that you want that and you heard it right here on Fire to Inspire. Then we have Afographics, who does all of our graphic design and photography. And you can reach them at afographics@gmail.com. And Afographics is A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F as in Frank, X as in X-ray, or 706-489-6416. You also can reach them, like I said, emailed as well. Then we have Vodyology. Vodyology takes care of all of our infomercials, like our little jingle. They did our jingle. They take care of the infomercials, the jingle, and anything that deals with that. Vodyology is V, the word audio, and then L-O-G-Y. Vodyology will take great care of you. So let them know again that you heard it here first on Fire to Inspire. They'll take great, great care of you. And Deidre Norvette, you heard the songbird singing herself on that. And Deidre is our personal, we call her our personal songbird of On Fire to Inspire, our singing voice of On Fire to Inspire. And so we are so elated about her project that came out a couple months ago. But if you haven't gotten a copy of it, please make sure that you go out and get your copy of her single. And it is called This Is Me. Excuse me, it's an EP. So there are three songs on there, and it's an EP. And I'm telling you, you absolutely positively love it. Everything on there is inspirational and encouraging. And you want to get a copy of that. And we are still waiting for the video to go live on the Facebook side. So I apologize for you who are waiting on the Facebook side. But we are live. So let's see here. It's saying live now, but guys, I am not seeing a video. So we may go with plan B and go from the phone. So bear with me for the Facebook Live people, because we are going to get this done tonight. Tonight's topic is knowing who you are. And I'm excited about the topic itself because we're gonna jump into all of that. But bear with me as I start the live on an alternative option here, because we are not allowing anything to stop us from what God has called us to do, right? So you just got to know that you got to go with your next move. When things aren't going with plan A, you go with plan B and keep it moving. Get ready to either take some notes or whatever tonight, because we're going to have some good notes of reminding you who you are. So we are starting, for those of you in radio land, we are starting On Fire to Inspire on the Facebook Live. So welcome, Facebook Live. We apologize for the tardiness, but the Mac wasn't trying to pull us up and make it look right. So, but we're on. For those of you who are joining us, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us on Fire to Inspire. And tonight's topic is knowing who you are. Again, I want to give accolades to our sponsors. Thank you, our travel ambassador, Miss Business Coach and Travel Ambassador. Hey, Derek. Travel Ambassador Elder Cornelia Brown. She takes care of any kind of travel. She can get you your own personal portal so you guys can get you some cheap deals. But it's like you having your own Travelocity. So you can call her at 404-786-0873, and she'll take care of you. Tell them that you heard it here on Fire to Inspire. And then we have Infographics. They take care of all of our graphics and photography. And Infographics is APHOGRAFX. Vidiology takes care of our jingles. If y'all heard the jingle when we first come on with the show, that is done by Vidiology. And then the singing voice is Deidre Norvette. Y'all, I'm telling you, you got to get her her EP called This Is Me. It will encourage you. It will bless you. Hey, Nisi. Hey, everybody. Hey, Kayla. How y'all doing this evening? Again, in Radio Land, if y'all hear me saying hello and things of that nature, I'm speaking to everybody on Facebook Live. So you have the travel ambassador, Elder Cornelia Brown. We have Infographics, Vidiology, Deidre Norvette. And if y'all hadn't gotten a copy of my ebook called The 21-Day Mind Detox, y'all, it's the beginning of the year. It's the perfect time to do it. So get that 21-Day Mind Detox and let's move into where we're supposed to be for this year. So, y'all, the topic tonight is knowing who you are. Because how many of y'all know? If you don't know who you are and where you're going, anybody can tell you anything and take you anywhere, right? But when you know who you are, baby, let me tell you, no one can deter you from going where you're supposed to be when you know who you are, right? So no one says it's not going to come without challenges. Hey, everybody, how you doing? So, but it's time for us to walk in the knowing of who we are. So tonight's just going to be a quick little reminder of knowing who you are. Hey, so tonight's topic again is knowing who you are. So some of y'all, for those of you who like to type, I want y'all to type a couple of scriptures up for me, okay? So I got 8 points for y'all tonight. And the Holy Spirit gave me this like tonight. He would not give it to me ahead of time because he said, I need you listening to me. And I thank God for my sister Nicole. As we were talking, you know, I heard him say through her what our topic was going to be, and he just confirmed it through her as well. So, hey, how you doing? How you doing, everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, tonight's topic is knowing who you are. So, our first point tonight of knowing who you are, our first point is I'm complete. Yes, you heard me right. I am complete. You know, people try to tell you, well, you know, when you get married, you know, that person's going to bring you and you're going to be complete with them. Mm-mm. That's a negative. You're already complete before your spouse comes to you. Hey, Crowley. Hey, everybody. Is you joining? So you are complete already in Christ. So point number one, you are complete. And I'm going to give you your scripture to confirm that. You are complete. That's coming from Colossians, the second chapter, 10th verse. And that's from the New Living Translation. Hey, William, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. So tonight's topic is knowing who you are, for those of you who are just joining us. And the first point was, I am complete. And the scripture is Colossians 2 and 10, coming from New Living Translation. And I'm going to read it to you because it's going to remind you that you are complete already. Yes, thank you, Kayla. You are complete. And it's, that New Living Translation says, so you are also complete through your union with Christ, who is head over every ruler and authority. So again, if you understand that you are complete, nobody can tell you anything differently, right? So I am complete. You are complete. Colossians 2nd chapter 10th verse. Thank you, Kayla. All right, so I am complete is point one. Point number two, I am united with Christ. So number one was I'm complete. Number two is I'm united with Christ. And that one's coming from Ephesians 2 and 5, and that's New Living Translation as well. And so in that scripture, it says, for he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ Jesus. So when you understand that I've been united with Christ and that I'm complete, and then it also told you in that scripture that you've been raised with him. Woo! And, you know, what else can someone tell you if you understand that you're complete and that you're united with the Father? No one can tell you anything differently, because you are complete and you are united with Christ. All right? So you're united with Christ. You've been raised with him in that scripture, it tells you as well. But then number three tells you that I am alive. Thank you, Kayla. He says, it tells you that I am alive. And so this is also Ephesians 2:5, but this time I'm giving it to you from Good News Translation Version. So Good News Bible says this, that while we were spiritually dead in our disobedience, he brought us to life with Christ. It is by God's grace that you have been saved. So in that, he said, I was spiritually dead, but not knowing that now I've been raised with him, now I know that I'm alive in Christ. So I am alive in Christ. I'm complete, number one. I'm united with him. I've been raised with him, so I'm alive with him. Yeah, isn't that some awesome stuff? Understanding who you are, because as you understand who you are and walk this thing out, oh. So that's why we're doing these things in the beginning of the year. Hey, Dr. Larissa, welcome, welcome. So y'all, oh my goodness, y'all hearing all my countryness, right, y'all? But just understanding that, oh my goodness. So we've been raised with him, and this is another scripture reminding you that you've been raised with him. And this one is Ephesians 2:6, and it says, in our union, this is Good News Version, Good News Bible, in our union with Christ Jesus, he raised us up with him to rule with him in heaven, in the heavenly world. So not only did we hear that in Ephesians 2:5, but we also heard that in 2:6 that we're raised with him as well. And that right there, whoo, that's good stuff when you understand that you're in union with him, you've been raised with him. And so it just solidifies and just reconfirms what he's already told us. Great evening to you as you're joining us. Please share the broadcast. Somebody else needs to know who they are, because if you don't understand who you are, and where are you going again? Anybody can take you anywhere and tell you anything. All right. Point number five. Point number five is coming from 1 Corinthians 2:16. And this one is English Standard Translation as well. And it says, I have the mind of Christ. So that's our point. I have the mind of Christ. And so the scripture says this, For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And that's the English Standard Version. So that one, hey, Angelique. So we are in we were in 1 Corinthians 2:16, and that was English Standard. So we have his mind. So no one can tell you anything different. Hey, Wanda. Hey, little sis. So as you are understanding that you have the mind of Christ through 1 Corinthians 2:16, again, that was 1 Corinthians 2:16, English Standard Version. And so I have the mind of Christ. So no one can tell me I'm crazy. Nobody can tell you you're off. Because you have the mind of Christ. And don't let them tell you anything differently. All right. So that was point number five. Point number six. I live by faith. Yeah. We all know that one. I live by faith. Ephesians 6:16. Again, we're English Standard Version on that one. I live by faith. And so that one in the English Standard Version reads like this. In all circumstances. Hey, Danita. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. So I'm going to read that one again for you. Ephesians 6:16, English Standard Version says, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. So I live by faith. And you know, we've heard it. I live by faith and not by sight. Yes. But when I understand that I live by faith and not by what I see, not by what's presented to me, not even what's said to me, I live by faith. So understanding that's a part of who you are. That's a part of your makeup. It's a part of your DNA that I live by faith. So, yes, I live by faith. That's another part of understanding who you are. All right. Thank you, Kayla. Kayla, you girl, you working it out tonight. All right, your next point, point number seven, and this is coming from Philippians 4:19, and this is English Standard Version as well. Philippians 4:19 reads this, and my God will supply my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We all know that scripture, but we got to understand that my needs are supplied. That's your seventh point. My needs are supplied by God. Man don't supply my needs. This job don't supply my needs. These people don't supply my needs. My needs are supplied by God. And that was confirmed in Philippians 4:19, English Standard Version. It says, my needs are supplied by God through what? And my God will supply every need of mine, and I'm putting it in my language, every need of mine according to his riches and his glory through Christ Jesus. So I live by faith with point six, but point seven is my needs are supplied by God. God supplies every need of mine. So I can't focus on what I don't have or even what something that tries to challenge me and tells me otherwise because I live by faith. All right? And our final point, which is point number eight, and this one says, I am created in Christ, and I'm God's workmanship. Y'all better say amen on that one. I am created in Christ, and I am God's workmanship. And this one is coming from Ephesians 2:10. English Standard Version reads as this. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we shall walk with in them. Man, hey, Lady T. All right, so I am created in Christ, and I am God's workmanship. So when you understand that you're his workmanship, one of the versions said I'm his handiwork. So when you're his workmanship, you're his handiwork, you understand that he can't make anything less than himself. He can't make any junk. So when you understand that you're created in him and you're a part of God's plan, then you operate differently. You talk differently. You think differently. And you don't allow anybody to tell you anything other than who you are. So knowing who you are, it's just the beginning of walking out all of the things that God is promising us. Because you can't walk out these promises unknowing of who you are, in doubt of who you are. Know who you are. So I'm going to review. Point number one, knowing who I am. I am complete. That was point number one. And that came out of Colossians 2:10, New Living Translation. Point number two was coming out of Ephesians 2:5, New Living. And it says, I am united with Christ. I am, and then point number three was, I am alive in Christ. And also point number four says, I'm raised with Christ. But see, he reiterated that because he told us we were raised back in Ephesians 2:5, but in 2:6, he reiterated that again because he said, I'm raised with Christ Jesus. And that one came from Ephesians 6, Good News Translation. And then we went to point number five. Point number five says, I have the mind of Christ. And that came from 1 Corinthians 2:16, English Standard Version. Point number six says in Ephesians 6:16, English Standard Version, says, I live by faith. My life is not contingent upon what I see, what somebody say, or what somebody don't say. I live by faith. And then point number seven says, my needs are supplied by God. So the job don't supply my needs. The people don't supply my needs. God supplies every one of my needs. And then point number eight was, I am created in Christ, and I am God's workmanship. And like I said in one of the other versions, and I can't recall which one right now, but he said, I'm his handy. I am crafted by him, and I'm his handiwork. I mean, man, whoo, I tell you, that when you understand who you are, you think differently, you speak differently, you know, everybody have their moments to vent. But even in your venting, in this hour, I need you to speak life over your life. I need you to speak life over your children. I need you to speak life over your family, because I tell you, every minute, every second, every hour, they are counting. I want you to understand the time that we're living in, and I want you to take life like this is your last moment to live it. This is 7 months ago. My mom had a stroke, and God told me to go take care of her. And so I did exactly what God said do, and I give God praise, because who would have known that I would have had 6 months with my mom and she passed away. So I'm telling you, live your life understanding who you are. Live your life listening to the voice of God and moving in him, understanding that you've been created in him, that you're his handiwork, you're his workmanship, that you were raised with him, you're united with him. Understand who you are and walk out every promise, every purpose, every gift. Be so empty when it's time for you to go to sleep and rest in him. Be so empty that you've given everything to every person that God has called you to. Y'all, I tell you, tonight has been a blessing to me, because as God gave it to me, y'all would be surprised. God gave me this topic about 2 hours. It wasn't even 2 full hours before the show started. But that's the thing of just being still enough to hear his voice. I always know when he doesn't allow me to select a guest for the night, that there's going to be a teaching, and it's going to be him doing it, not me. So I give God praise tonight. Anybody got any comments on anything that was said tonight? Anything that kind of pulled at your heartstrings? Anything that just kind of stood out with you? Miss Kayla, you were our secretary tonight, our penman tonight, and I praise God for you. I thank God for you. Anybody have anything to share tonight that stood out with you? Follow his direction, even when you don't understand. Yes, Wanda, follow his direction, even when we don't understand. Yes, because when we try to do it within our own understanding, we mess it up every time. But understand that you're in him. He's your peace. Your peace is found in him. Nobody can take it from you. I needed to hear that as I struggle with who I am. You know what? That ends tonight, Kayla. We are not struggling. We understand who we are. And I praise God for him giving us this topic tonight. Because I was like, oh, Lord, what are we doing tonight? You wouldn't let me select anybody what we're doing. And he said, some people need to be reminded of who they are. Many of us, we know these things, but we just need to be reminded. Hey, Zakeitha, welcome to the broadcast. So we just need to be reminded of who we are. Because, you know, many times we get so caught up in life that we allow our jobs to determine who we are. We become parents, and you allow, you know, I'm this child's mother. Yes, I'm a mother. I'm a proud mother of a soon-to-be high school graduate, but that does not define who I am. I love the light that shines through you. Oh, praise God. It's all him, baby. It is all him. Hey, Gerald, welcome to the broadcast. So understanding who you are, you're not your children's mother. You're not your husband's wife or your wife's husband for the men that are listening. You are not your job. You are not your career. You are not your job title. You are not what you've been through. You're not your past. You are the promise that God has placed upon your life. And so I'm excited about what God is doing through each of you. I'm like I tell y'all all the time, I love the feedback as people share, even in the broadcast through the comments, or sometimes I get chats of people telling me in the messenger, you know, how things have blessed them, or even how testimonies. And so y'all keep them coming. It's a blessing, because so many people, hey, Daryl, so many people have shown so much love. You know, lost my mom 2 days before Christmas. And so, you know, that was a totally different thing, being an only child. But I give God praise because being able to do what he's called you to do, I wouldn't even thought that I'd be doing this soon. Hey, but I'm telling you, the light of who he is and the life of who he is in you, you can't sit down on it, especially when he tells you to go. You got to do it. You got to go. And so there are people counting on you to live out who he's calling you to be. So, Kayla, it's time for you to walk in that thing. Those people who you're called to do their hair. Niecy, the people you're called to do their hair. You're actually ministers of who he's called you to be through your gifts. I mean, you both are so talented. And so you're encouraging needed at this time. Amen. Amen. Yes. So I'm just operating in my gift, my gift of exhortation. It comes naturally. Anything that God gives you that you got to force, that's not him. But when it's something that he just naturally gives you, and that gift of exhortation, that gift of encouragement for me is what he's given me. And I can't sit on it. I don't care what I've been through. I don't care what you know, even when you're currently going through things. I mean, people are like, oh, my God, you are so strong. No, I'm not. It's all him, you know, because I tell you, I would not be able to tell you that I'd be back in the saddle, back doing the show and everything this soon after burying my mom. But I just give him praise. And I had a young lady that God allowed me to encourage that just lost the sisters of hers. And she said, your words just really, it helped me. She said, because I can't stop crying. And one thing that I can say is find your peace in the word. Find your peace in the great memories. For those of you who have lost loved ones, had a couple of people in the last couple of days have lost parents. A young lady lost her daughter. Another person lost a grandmother. And my thing for you is, you know, I pray God's peace and the peace that surpasses all understanding upon your life, upon your heart. And anytime someone tells me, you know, a post that they've lost a loved one, I always say, you know, prayers of peace, comfort, and strength, because only he can give you those things. Find your comfort in him. Find your peace in him. And again, when you understand that your peace is through him, no one can take it away. So any other comments tonight? I thank y'all for your comments. You are blessing me tonight, knowing who you are. If any of you missed any of this, go back and listen to the recording, or you can go back and play this. We are live on Facebook Live, but we're also live in Radio Land on Blog Talk Radio through On Fire to Inspire and Miss On Fire to Inspire Leah. Just excited about what God is doing for each and every one of you for 2020. Remember that we are starting out 2020. We are in the, what's today's day, y'all? 21st? So we are in the 21st day. We're 3 weeks in. Remember that, hey, we're 3 weeks in. God's promises are still yay and amen for you. I'm excited about what he's doing for you, through you. For those of you who have not picked up my ebook of the 21-Day Mind Detox, it's the perfect time. It's the beginning of the year. You take a page a day. For those of you who don't like reading, a page a day. Come on now. Y'all can do a page a day. But there's a scripture to just reiterate, reminding you of the beauty of God. And every picture in there is just everything that he's created, nothing that we can create. It's $2.99. It's on any of your digital outlets. Don't forget to go get my sister's EP called This Is Me by Deidre Norvette. your graphics and designs through Infographics, your travel through our travel coach and business coach, Elder Cornelia Brown. Y'all, when I tell you God has blessed me with some awesome sponsors, they're always encouraging. They're always pushing. They're pushers like I am. So your encouragement actually pushes the pusher. So even the encourager needs encouraging every now and then. So, oh, yeah, I got to send your book. Yes, ma'am. The On Fire to Inspire. Yes. I think God is going to relaunch that one too, Dr. Lorenda. So you be in prayer with me. On Fire to Inspire. I think God's going to give it a new face. A facelift and relaunch that one. So, hey, I'm in prayer. That's what's been in my heart. Yes. The very first one is the children's book. The second one is On Fire to Inspire. Yes, that one is available through all of your digital outlets, as well as ebook paperback. That one is, yes. So any other comments, any questions tonight? You guys have been so awesome. I praise God for you. I tell you, you got to get so, hey, Michelle, you got to get so out of your comfort zone, because when God called me to do On Fire to Inspire 5 years ago, last month, when God told me to do this, I was like, what, Lord? Because, again, you got to come out of your comfort zone. It may not be something you know, but I promise you, I promise you, hey, Eddie, I promise you each and every time that he's called you to it, he's already equipped you with it. You just got to walk it out and walk in it. So any of you that are battling with something that God told you to do, just go ahead, throw in the towel, and do what he's called you to do. Because first he said, do the show. Then he said, start doing Facebook Live. I'm like, what? So, but when you do what he's called you to do, I tell you, you find the strength, you find the comfort, you find everything. Because, again, you've already been equipped. You just got to walk that thing out. And when you start doing it, it's just like, wow, I didn't know that I could do this. Wow, I didn't know that, you know, because it's not you. It's the gift in you that he's already using through you, and you can't sit on your gift. And I tell people all the time, God showed me a vision of people sitting on their hands. And he said, they're sitting on their hands. He said, but I've given them all these tools, these gifts, these talents, these abilities, but they're sitting on their hands. So I admonish you, woman of God, man of God, if you're listening through live right now, you're listening to the recording later, I admonish you to walk out every gift, talent, and ability, because there's somebody waiting on you. Just like some of you that said you needed this word tonight. Well, this word encouraged you, but it encouraged me as well. So there's someone waiting on you to step up and walk out that thing. Come out the comfort zone and walk out, because you know who you are. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I'm Aaliyah, just calling you to do, I'm your purpose midwife, calling you to do what God is calling you to do in this hour. Love you guys. Same time, same next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Fire to Inspire. Love you guys. Have a great day.